Right now, though, we do have joining us in studio from the Metro Parks of Toledo, Scott Carpenter, here to talk about some of the stuff that's going on at the Metro Parks. And, you know, with COVID shutting lots of things down, the Metro Parks have become a great option because so much you do is outside.
We've been fortunate to be able to stay open the entire time and felt that that was really important right from the beginning, that we may not be able to do everything we normally do, but the parks need to be there and kind of keep that promise of being there 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
And we got to get outside. We got to get some exercise. We've had a lot of sunny days, too.
Yeah.
To enjoy the parks.
Yeah, we had a nice warm summer. I spent more time in the pool than I've ever spent in my life. But right now is prime time. This is, we always like to say, we own the fall.
Trees, yes. Leaves changing, and exciting things with the Metro Parks. A lot's been going on in the last year. There's a lot of new things happening with the Metro Parks.
It really have been, yeah. So in addition to keeping the parks open and safe through all of this, we've opened House Village at Oak Openings. Long awaited. We have two new parks. We'll be doing some announcements about a new park in North Toledo called Manhattan Marsh Preserve. It's an area of the community where we've never had a Metro Park, and it's also the park that keeps our promise of placing a Metro Park within 5 miles of every resident of Lucas County.
Oh, wow.
So that's a big deal. At the same time, we're continuing to work on Glass City Metro Park on the east bank of the Maumee River across from downtown, and that will be open soon as well.
Yeah, so when that's done, you'll have all these apartment buildings and some restaurants and shops on one end, the Metro Park, and then the National Museum of the Great Lakes on the other end.
I know, yeah, it's really shaping up nice. I'm originally from the east side, and my wife grew up in East Toledo. It's very exciting to see something happen there on that property, as I think all of us have looked at that as we've driven by
the last
over the years.
Couple of decades, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, the old sports arena has been gone.
Yeah. Right. Very exciting. Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait for everyone to see it. The views from there. Yeah, you mentioned Middle Grounds earlier. You know, when Middle Grounds opened, when you first went there, it was kind of stunning, the views. Like, wow, I didn't know you could see this. Glass City kind of has that same thing going, and you'll see your city from a different perspective.
And the Metro Parks of Toledo always been a gem of the city with Lucas County, and just keep getting better.
92nd year. At 92, we're in the best shape of our lives.
There you go. And I know that the Treehouse Village has been hugely popular. I think, you know, 5-6 years, you can get a reservation. It feels like, anyway. But I know that has been, you know, just extremely well received.
It has. One thing we're thrilled about is that it's bringing a lot of attention to our region. You know, whatever you think of Toledo, maybe you don't think much at all about Toledo, or you think of us as part of that old Rust Belt. That's not true anymore. We're shining and green and really a beautiful city. And with things like the Treehouse Village, I think people are taking, you know, second look at our region as an outdoor playground.
For those that aren't familiar with the Treehouse Village, tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. It's called the Canaley Treehouse Village, and it was built on an expanded area of Oak Openings Preserve out in Swanton. It has 5 treehouses. 4 of them you can rent for overnight stays, and one of the large common treehouse, is for day uses, like, you know, you could have a small wedding, a baby shower, a business meeting. We also have 3 tent platforms, so you can choose to stay in a tent or sleep under the stars in a hammock up in the trees. We'll even provide the tent for you if you'd like. 2 tubes and treehouses, a 4-person that's accessible, and a 6-person. And you really do. We stand in the middle of them. It's the collective of all of them that looks like you're in a storybook. You know, it's he designed it, and our own construction crew built it and had the pleasure of showing Pete around what they'd done when he came here for the opening.
Take it he was pleased with what he saw.
He was, yeah. You know, and you know, we booked him to come, and he actually stayed an hour over the time he was scheduled, and spent every bit of that time with our construction crew looking at, as you can imagine, every nut and bolt. You know, he's a self-described treehouse geek, and probably the most famous, I'm sure, treehouse builder there is.
Yeah.
So it was really a pleasure to have him around. And if you've watched the TV show, he's just like that. Just like that.
And I know that is kind of booked up. So, but you can get online, and you know, you may have to book a little bit ahead, but it's worth the wait.
Yeah, but there are some openings, so give us a call right now. We're doing it by phone call because it changes daily as people, you know, if somebody can't do it, can't make it, their plans change, we could have an opening. Really, you can play year round in the Metro Parks.
Are the tree houses available year-round? Or the, like the
they are.
Ones?
Yeah. Yeah, they're so heated and air-conditioned. Slightly rustic in some ways. They, not all of them have bathrooms in the tree houses, but they are nearby. A couple do. A kitchen area with a microwave and a refrigerator. Now, mm-hmm. but if you follow our Facebook page for Metro Parks Toledo or our website, which is the same, MetroParksToledo.com. We're always putting new things up.
Scott Carpenter joining us. He's Director of Public Relations for the Toledo Metro Parks. And once again, give folks the website if they want to go, Facebook page, to find all the information about all the many, many, many things that you guys have going on.
Yeah, on the net or on social media, look for Metro Parks Toledo. And all of our social platforms regularly, and there's always new programs and other things to do coming out on our website.
Well, Scott, thanks so much for us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.